Eddie's date is April 19, 1981, Port Hueneme, California. This is an interview with Albert Escalante by Edwina Baltira. We are at his home. The weather is cloudy and cool. What were the name of your parents?
My father's name was Leonard Leonardo Pedro Escalante.
What was your mother's name?
Rufina Escalante. Rufina Valenzuela.
Where were they born, do you know?
She was born in Santana, Sonora. Dad was born in Hermosillo, Sonora.
Okay. Did you ever meet your grandparents?
No, I never did.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I had five brothers and three sisters.
What were their names?
Leonard, Joe, Charles, Ruben, Fernando, Mary, Francis, and Duke.
Okay, let's see. Where and when were you born?
I was born in El Rio, 1907.
1907? Mm. What were your ancestors, involved in the discovery of the Escalante Canyon in Utah?
They told me they were way back, but
I don't know. Did your ancestors have anything to do with the history of North America? Like Mexico or the States?
They must have, because I had Captain Escalante coming with the Cortez. He was the beginning of everything.
If so, do you know any of the relatives in other countries?
I have relatives in Cuba, and have relatives in Spain, Mexico, and the United States.
Do you know any of them? Do you know any of them?
I knew one in Cuba, and I knew some in Mexico, but the one in Spain, I don't know them.
Okay. Let's see. What grade in school? What grade in school did you go up to?
I just graduated out of grammar school.
Was it was it a one-room schoolhouse?
Yeah, a one-room schoolhouse.
What was the name of your school? Do you remember the name of your school?
Rockwood.
Rockwood
School.
Did you ever play hooky?
Lots of.
You did?
Lots of hooky.
Where did you go to when you were playing hooky? Where did you go?
Swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
Swimming pool. I had a swimming hole in those days. That was my hobby.
Did you ever have a favorite teacher? Did you ever have a favorite teacher?
Yes, a teacher by the name of Kennedy, Miss Kennedy.
Was she really nice?
She was strict, very strict. But I loved her because she meant right.
Let's see. What was your first job?
I was a Western Union messenger.
Western Union?
Messenger for the Western Union.
Let's see. How old were you when you first had it?
I was 15. Just out of school.
Did you have any other jobs?
Oh, I had a lot of jobs. I worked mechanic, and I worked at a tinsmith. I had a lot of jobs that I was old enough to start boxing.
Which one was your favorite?
Well, I like the mechanic work was the favorite. Oh, 2 or 3 years at it.
Did any of your jobs make any careers out of them?
No, I didn't make a career out of any of the jobs. I made a career out of boxing.
Did you fight against pros or amateurs? Were professionals?
Not professionals. Small professional fights.
Did you win any championships?
Well, I was supposed to win regional championships. I was Pacific Coast champion here in 1926.
See, now that you're retired, do you think that you would ever want to go back to any of those jobs?
No, I don't want no part of work.
Okay.
For no.
Let's see. How many wives have you had?
Three.
What was the full maiden name of your first wife?
Full maiden name was Edith Edwards.
When and where did you get married?
In Los Angeles.
Did she die?
Yes, she died.
Did she have any of your children?
No.
She didn't? What was the full maiden name of your second wife?
Nella Ismael.
When and where did you get married?
In Nogales, Sonora, Mexico.
Did she die?
Yes, she did.
Did she have any of your children?
Yes, she had two.
What were their names?
Francis. And Eva.
What's the full name of your third wife? What's the full name of your third wife?
Sara Higuera.
When and where were you married? When and where were you married?
Married in Yuma, Arizona. In 1946.
Did she bear you any children?
Five.
Whoa. Are you still married? Are you still married?
Yes.
What are your favorite hobbies?
Woodwork.
Do you like making things?
Yes.
What are your favorite sports? What are your favorite sports?
Boxing and baseball.
I like baseball. Do you like reading?
Yes.
What are your favorite books?
I don't know how to explain that. Fiction, I guess it's called.
Who are your favorite authors? Do you have any favorite authors?
Let's go for one. James.
What is your all-time favorite book? Do you have any favorite book?
The Source.
The Source?
That's an all-time favorite book.
What's your religion?
Catholic.
Were you ever baptized?
Yes.
How old were you when you were baptized?
4 or 6 months. That murdered me.
Do you ever go to church? Do you ever go to church?
Oh, yes.
What changes have you seen during your lifetime?
I've seen changes from From the buggy, the cars, washing out of a washboard machine. I've seen the airplane come in. I've seen a lot of change, a lot of change. Electricity, you handle electricity when I was, not every house had electricity.
Didn't you?
No. So, a few changes.
Does your family have customs and traditions? Mm-hmm. Does your family have customs and traditions?
Yes, they do. They stick to the old Spanish traditions.
Well, that, what are some of them?
Let's see.
Christmas time or something? Mm-hmm. Do you have like anything you do at Christmas time?
Well, yeah, we celebrate Christmas. There's traditions that I don't know how to explain them, but we have traditions.
Okay. See, where did you go on vacation when you were young?
Oh, we didn't have vacation when we were young. We worked all the time.
You did?
No such a thing as going on vacation.
How come?
Huh?
How come?
Because it was not the custom in the days of where we go on vacation. Everybody worked. Everybody had a job to do.
Gosh. So, what were some of the places you visited outside the U.S., out of the United States?
I visited. Okay, well, for one, in Europe, Japan, Philippines, Australia, Hawaii, Mexico.
Were a lot of things different from the way they are in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Were a lot of the things different from the way they are here?
Oh, yeah. A lot of different.
Did you like it?
Well, some of them I liked, some I didn't. Some things that were there I liked, some I didn't like.
Would you like to live would you like to live in one of the countries you visited?
No, I would like to live right here.
Oh, okay. If you could, would you go back to India? Are there any comments that you would like to add?
What?
Are there any comments that you would like to add? We have finished the formal part of the interview. Is there anything I did not ask that you would like to share with me at this time?
What?
Okay. Is there anything I did not ask you that you would like to share with me at this time?
What have we got to hear? Say what? What do you want to ask? You didn't ask. No, I don't have anything more than
okay.
Okay.
Yes, that's it then. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.